Stu, S-T-U-L-S-E-L-L-I-S, serving really as the show manager for the Precision Aerial Ag Show.
What is this? It's a first of its kind.
It's really designed to introduce Corn Belt agriculture to the industry that's involved with unmanned aerial vehicles, and to let farmers know that this technology can provide some great information that would really help them make management decisions to improve their efficiency and their productivity.
The scope of this seems to be rather amazing because people are not just interested in the Midwest, they're interested internationally.
That's very true. European companies that make this technology are 15, 20 years maybe ahead of U.S. Japan, 30% of the rice crop is has a crop protection chemical applied by this UAS technology. And so the U.S. is somewhat behind, but they're trying to catch up. But still, we've had a number of people from around the world that have come here, traveling from India, from Argentina, from Central America. A gentleman from the Ukraine has even come here. Our first tickets were purchased by people from New South Wales in Australia. And 33 states were represented here today. It's phenomenal, the interest in this technology. It is a global event.
What is this going to mean? What's this technology going to mean for farmers, first of all?
I think it has some very beneficial technology to help them address some of the societal pressures, the regulatory pressures on dealing with pesticide applications. When you can have one of these small units look at your soybean field, find weeds or fungus or insects or something, put a GPS marker on it, then bring it back to your computer. You download that into another UAV that carries with it a very small bottle of a chemical application that can go to that same GPS location, issue a small poof of some chemical. You've dispatched that weed or that insect pressure. You have not sprayed the entire field, just applied it where it was needed on a prescription basis.
Really, there are some pretty great possibilities that are at this show.
There really are. We have seen UAVs demonstrated that can do phenomenal things. Some are very inexpensive. Some are extraordinarily expensive. But you see units that a farmer can purchase if he wants to be able to be in control and to scout his crops maybe weekly. Or we have seen units that would be more applicable to a large cooperative that supplies crop inputs that can cover hundreds of thousands of acres for a fee-per-service basis. So there's a tremendous variety of equipment here that would apply really across the Corn Belt.
There are farmers who are somewhat skeptical about the technology of what are referred to sometimes as drones. Do you think that the usefulness, do you think that the possibilities of these will overcome that skepticism?
I really do, because that word, that five-letter word that you just said, really creates a connotation of havoc. We've seen all of those on TV and what the Department of Defense contractors, who really kind of are the major players in this industry, what they can do. But then you've got some small companies that maybe one, two, three farmers and a technologically adept friend have kind of figured out, hey, we could build these from the hobby shop and know exactly what we're doing, and boy, this could really be great. And they've got it as a garage business. We have a farmer who farms in the area who started building his own last winter, had a number of orders from his friends for these. This spring, he didn't know whether to keep building and filling all of these orders or whether to go plant corn. And that, I think, shows how this technology can be really applied very locally and it's your neighbor who knows all about this, and gee, he's just a regular Joe.
The FAA has kind of run into a conundrum with how to regulate this technology. How might this show help maybe get them over the edge on what to do with this?
Well, a show like this, and I dealt with the FAA for a number of weeks ahead in the planning of the show. And I think when we can put on a show to show how these can be operated safely, where they are not imposing on anyone's space, where they can be shown to have a beneficial function, that shows the regulation writers, you know, there is a place for these in agriculture, and maybe we should move agriculture a little higher on the scale to get it approved for that. They've recently approved it for the filmmakers in Hollywood. Agriculture was one of those industries that they said, yeah, it's not too far away. And I've heard that maybe November we'll see some regulations that will ease up on agricultural's use. But a show like this, where we have not violated any federal air regulation rules, as far as how high we fly, keeping things within a visual sight, being in control of it all, that shows that we're not here just playing around, delivering hot wings or a case of beer.